Of comedy actors. He's here after half two, but right now, well, one of the main reasons people are excited about Easter, outside of eggs and other things, is the fact that Doctor Who's back on our screens. It's the special Planet of the Dead. It goes out on Saturday the 11th at 6:45 on BBC One. Everyone's probably got a little reminder on it already. Now, so secretive is it that the BBC cannot let us have a copy, you know, so we can, you know, reveal everything about
it. That's not what it is. It's not that we wouldn't want you to have a copy. It's just that we only finished it about 24 hours ago. Because we filmed it so recently that with all the special effects and everything, we've been right up to the wire. We're not keeping it from you, Colin. We want you to have it.
You did it in 2007. That's all right. You've already lied to me once. I haven't even introduced him. That's terrible. David Tennant is with us. What we can do is give you this little taster.
Single instinct of mine is telling me to get off this planet right now.
Something is coming, riding on the wind. They devour.
What is it?
Death.
Doctor, it's coming for us!
Run, 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 run!
That planet out there, all three suns and wormholes and alien sand, that planet is nothing.
I'm gonna get you home. I promise.
Wormholes. Planet. It's so exciting. So, the good doctor, what can you tell me then about the Easter special?
It starts in a museum in London. Mm-hmm. Lady Christina D'Souza is an international jewel thief, obviously.
She's not going to be a, you know, she's not going to be a dinner lady with that name, is she?
No, probably not. Yeah. And she makes a robbery, and in escaping ends up on a London red bus where she meets the doctor. Yeah. Seconds before that very London red bus is sucked through a wormhole in time and space to the other side of the universe.
You might be looking at me thinking, this Neanderthal doesn't know what a wormhole is. But after seeing The Rock's new Disney film, Rush to Witch Mountain, they explain what a wormhole
There's
is.
There's a wormhole in that?
Yeah.
Really?
Loads of wormholes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you not think of using the bendy bus?
No, we wanted the old-fashioned route master.
Come on.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's been politicised now. Anyway.
I don't mind a bendy bus. Oh. I know that's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's all sorts of evidence on them, isn't there, of what they do and what they don't do.
Yeah.
Probably not here to talk about that.
No,
unless
really.
You're running for mayor. You're not thinking of doing that, are you?
Not yet. Although, you know, I've got nothing lined up after this. Maybe this is my moment to move into politics.
Now, some might call her the bionic woman. You know, I don't.
Some might.
I think just that, just EastEnders, obviously. Michelle Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely girl. Another feather in your cap there, Mr. Tennant. Another reason for every man in Britain to be insanely jealous of you.
Yeah.
What was it like working with her on the special?
It was great. She's great. She's very down to earth. You know, considering she, you know, became enormously famous at the age of 12 or something. And then went off to Hollywood and had a huge success there and then came back. You know, she's done all these extraordinary things, but she's very down to earth and normal in the best sense of that word. Mm. And just sort of mucked in and got on with it and was great to have around, yeah.
Who else are we going to see? Is there other names? I don't get in trouble here, but, you know.
Lee Evans is also in the Easter special.
Okay.
Playing Malcolm, a government scientist that has to help the doctor through the wormhole. The doctor finds a way of...
She'd get Lloyd Grossman to do that, shouldn't you?
The doctor finds a way of communicating through the wormhole and Malcolm's on the other end.
Familiar monsters, baddies, or new monsters, baddies?
New,
yes.
Two new races.
Who's your favourite monster in your whole time doing it?
I don't have a favourite.
I like the... I'm terrible with names, even though I've seen every single second of every doctor you've been in. But the big head... Very important.
The face of Bo.
Face of Bo.
Yeah, Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to hug him.
You do want to hug him. And in real life, you want to hug him because he's made of that lovely latex stuff.
Oh.
You just want to sink your teeth into it. It's really, oh, they're great. That and the Ood heads.
The Ood heads are amazing. Yeah.
They're made of that. It's this brilliant latexy stuff. You just want to chew on it like a dog's toy.
So go tell me more about the baddies and the new types.
The Tritivores are a race of fly-like creatures that the Doctor and Christina encounter on this planet. And there's also another alien race, which, well, you have to wait and see what they are.
Okay, that's good. Little cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's interesting. On Friday, listeners to this show will hear a chat I did this morning with three of the four main members of Red Dwarf, because that comes back this Friday for three new episodes on Dave. And they were saying they were just astonished by this red camera they used. And it's a hard disk base, and it fires back the images. And they say it looks Red Dwarf just... looks phenomenal. And, and there's an element to that with Doctor Who and just what you can do in the 21st century. Yeah.
Well, we're on high def now for the first time as well.
Oh, yes.
So it's all... We've finally moved into the 21st century on that.
That's how you're living.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I've got my big screen telly to watch it on.
Well, I know you are a big fan of how it looks when you watch it, and you don't see it all until you see the final episode.
No, you don't.
The Pompeii episode, I seem to remember, is really high up your list. You thought that looked stunning.
What the CGI bods did on that was just breathtaking. I mean, it always is. I'm always amazed at the end result, you know. It never disappoints.
Usually in Wales. Any exotic locations in this Easter special?
Well, it was mostly Wales.
Which is quite exotic. It's
Is very exotic. And although it's set in London and it's set on an alien planet, which was partly Wales and was partly the deserts of Dubai.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you stay at that really fancy hotel, the one with the needle? Yeah, come on.
Of course we didn't. We flew in the middle of the night, got in a minibus, drove out to the middle of nowhere to these kind of Butland chalets that were on the border with Oman. The middle of nowhere. Staying in these Butland chalets, got whipped out to the desert every day. Never saw Dubai and all its kind of man-made gross splendour. Missed all of that in its entirety. But the desert looks great.
Yeah. You know, because they've changed the natural coastline there, erosion happens in places it didn't happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's man-made islands. They have to take sand, I think it's from the man-made islands, and literally continuously pump it back onto the part of the shoreline that's now being eroded.
Oh, I see.
It's creating natural underwater habitats in places they shouldn't be and killing them where they have always been. It's phenomenal, the whole setup there.
Yeah.
We want an island, let's build an island.
Yeah, it's probably not the most environmentally friendly way of looking at things, is it?
Certainly different. How, in terms of the conditions that you've had to film in for this, you say you've only just finished it, so I'm assuming it was over a winter?
No, when did we shoot it now? February.
Yeah.
January, February. And then, of course, it's the post-production that takes weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that's, you know, people have been literally running up and down Soho streets between post-production houses getting it finished. we've since filmed another story, which goes out later in the year, and we're now in the middle of filming my final two-parter.
I know. We see the last one in New Year 2010.
Probably. I don't think we don't quite have a transmission date yet, but I think it'll probably be... Yeah, either the very, very end of 2009 or the beginning of 2010, yeah.
I mean, you made the decision. I think you had fairly sound reasons for making the decision. But now that you're actually filming the last episodes, has that changed slightly? Is there any little...
No, I know I'll miss it. And I'm aware, you know, I'm having a really good time at the moment, you know. Probably because I know it's coming to an end. You just kind of drink it up all the more, I suppose. It's been the best time. It's been a real kind of incredible journey, really, the last 4 years. But I think it's good to go when you're still feeling like that about it, still on a high with it and feeling like the show's working and the scripts are still great. And, you know, so I'm very glad to... I think it's the right decision. And, you know, I want to miss it. I want to think back fondly on it, you know.
And it won't be your last anyway, because there will be in 3-4 years from now, 5 years from now, where they'll want doctors to come together. And you can give me the guarantee now that if that was put on the plate to you and your career had moved on, you felt like you'd achieved other things, you'd never turn down the chance to go back for one episode.
I hope not, no. That'd be great fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a few years down the line, I think, probably. You've got to let the dust settle, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mind you want to be able to still get into the suit. That's going to be the problem. You don't want to come back to it in 5 years' time and find you can't do the buttons up. That would be very depressing.
Now, does that mean at the moment when you're filming the last episodes, are you looking through scripts and going, am I going to see the Ouds again? Am I going to see will there be a Dalek ever in my midst? And savouring the fact this is the last Ood I'll have in a scene with me?
Yeah, Definitely, definitely. Yeah, and it's just, but they are great scripts as well. Because when they arrived, you thought, oh, what if it's all a bit disappointing? What if my finale is a bit of a damp squib? But oh, it's good. Oh, it's good.
That's, do you know what? Like asking you to tell me, about that is, you know, I may as well get in the Chancellor and say, here, Alistair, give us your budget box. Well, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Do you know what I can tell you, which is really exciting? And I can tell you because we've been filming on the street, so it's all been tumbled. But it's playing a major part in my final two-parter, Bernard Cribbins. Bernard Cribbins is effectively the Doctor's companion for the last story. And I can't think of anything finer.
I love it. Stay with us because these are all questions from listeners.
Okay,
there
good.
May be some that are in Series 3, Episode 4. You reached in your right hand for the sonic screwdriver, but pulled it up with your left hand.
I have no problem in confronting pedantry.
Okay. Have you ever confronted a manly beast like this, though? Nick Doncor for your travel. I've seen you raise an eyebrow.
You don't have to.